Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Big Brother fans. This is your Rad Reality Show Network. We connect you to the reality stars you love. I'm Cherry Garcia, and I'm so glad you can be here tonight with us for Manic Mondays with our beautiful host, Michelle Costa, from Big Brother Season 10, also known as the Portuguese Princess from Providence.
Just another Manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. I don't have to run there. Just another Manic Monday. Hey, hey. Wish it was Sunday. That's my fun day. Just another Manic Monday.
If you have questions or comments, call in at 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please do remember to listen to the prompts and press the number 1 key on your phone. That lets us know that you want to join us on air and you're not just listening to the show from our switchboard. Now, let's get this show started with a little intro for our host. Here we go.
You wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're for.
Hi, everyone. Happy Manic Monday. I'm Cherry Garcia, and this is the Rad Reality Show Network. It's February 5th, 2018. I'm so grateful to have you all with us here tonight. As usual, our host, Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10, has a great show lined up for everybody tonight. She has an awesome special guest as well. We fell in love with him in season 11 of Big Brother. Mr. Ronnie Talbot will be here to talk Celebrity Big Brother with Michelle, so you know it's going to be a great show. And of course, if you have questions or comments and you'd like to share with them, feel free to click our link and join us in our live chat room or call in at 1-347-237-5506. And once you're on our switchboard, please make sure you remember to press the number 1 key on your phone. That lets us know that you're ready to join us on air and you're not just listening to the show from our switchboard. Now, with all that said, I'm going to bring up our host and let's get it started in here. Hi, Michelle. How are you? And I'm so sorry about the game yesterday. I know it didn't go as planned, but I'm glad you still have a voice.
I don't want a voice. No.
All right, everybody. All right. Yes, I'm very upset to say this first before we start talking about other things. I might have gone on a little rant yesterday online because I was very upset. And nobody is perfect. And I just want to say, guess what? I'm not perfect. And I, after letting it soak in and, you know, letting it just trickle the tears down my cheek, I would just like to say that I apologize for anybody out there that I might have offended in some of my posts. I think I might have called some names to, like, all the Eagles fans. And you know what? At the end of the day, it wasn't to the Eagles that I was upset about. So, like, after I sat there and thought about it, I said, this has something to do with the Eagles because, really, in actuality, the Eagles played a phenomenal game, played a great game, and they deserved, you know, winning, and I'm so happy for them. And this is their first Super Bowl, and I just would like for them to enjoy every minute of it. And it was really, I'm really upset with the NFL, and I'm really upset with the refs. So I just took it out on everybody. Innocent parties got involved. So I just like you guys to know that I love all of you guys, and except for the refs in the NFL right now. And that's going to take a little bit of time. It's a little bit of time that I'm going to have with them before I can forgive them. But I hope that you guys are enjoying it. All you Philly fans out there, good for you. Congrats.
Explain to me one thing.
Yes.
Please explain one thing to me.
Yes.
Why is it when teams win like this, do they go out and destroy their own town?
I can't explain
that
because we've never, ever destroyed anything in, like, Boston or Foxborough or Providence. Like, the only thing we've destroyed is, like, food and booze, and we've put it in our stomachs. So we celebrate hardy by eating and drinking. So
I'm afraid if St. Louis ever won the cup here, Stanley Cup, I'm afraid that might happen here simply because we've been fighting for it for so long. And I'm afraid this town would go completely nuts if we ever won it. But any other thing that we've ever, like, we've won how many championships in Cardinals baseball? We have never torn this town up like that.
No.
And I just don't understand the mentality of tearing your own and setting your town on fire and vandalizing your own town when you win something. I mean, if you lose and you're mad, I could almost see it more than if you win and you vandalize your own town. I just don't get that.
I mean,
it
I heard they like vandalize a Macy's. Like, what does a Macy's have to do with it? It was just so weird. I don't know.
They were burning
I mean,
stores and vandalizing and looting and it was just horrendous. I'm like, you know, burning cars. And I'm like, what? Why? You won.
Or go on a rant like
be
I
happy.
Did on Facebook and call all the names that you want to the Patriots fans or whatever. But I don't understand, like, setting your town on fire. That's just very strange to me.
I know.
I just don't get it.
I'm just baffled by that.
Stuff like this. So they're just maybe they did a little bit of, you know, soaking it in when they woke up was like, oh, shit, like, what did we do last night? Like, you know, we're not used to this winning shit. We got to act more like a winning kind of town. They can't be acting like
that. Well, I hope
anymore.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it's very, very sad.
You know, congrats to them. You know,
yeah.
I'm glad, you know, that somebody
yeah.
hasn't
well,
won in a long time won. You know, I was rooting
yeah.
for your team.
Well, they're not going to, if I was on a team that town on fire, I'd be like, listen, maybe we shouldn't win. I don't know. That's like, you know, I don't know. It's kind of weird, but. We don't want to talk anymore about that, Miss Cherry Pie, please. I can't. My heart.
Okay, let's move on. I don't want you crying. I can't stand my girl crying. I don't want you to cry.
Okay.
Please don't cry.
So moving on. Okay. Well, I am just can't even believe that we are 48 hours away from Celebrity Big Brother U.S. premiere. How exciting. Ooh, and we got a little tiny taste of the live feeds. Did you? I mean, we got no warning on it, Cherry.
I know.
We got no warning. It just happened, and if people were on their game, which there were a lot of people on the game, they got to see 15 minutes, which I actually got it from somebody else because I didn't even know that it was happening. So I went and I looked and I was watching it, and there was things revealed in that 15 minutes, even though it was kind of quiet. They were living their life in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
See some things getting stirred up. So definitely something we're going to talk about later. But, you know, we have a guest that's going to be calling in, a very special, dear guest that I love so much. My BB Familia, Ronnie Talbot from Season 11. He's going to be calling in probably like any second now. And we're going to kind of do what we did last week, but I want to hear what his thoughts are, you know, on what he thinks each person. You know how he's very like he breaks it down for you and makes you think about different things. So that's going to be exciting. And I've also received a message from one of our listeners that, you know, you know how we like the tea, Cherry Pie? We sip on that tea. We like to taste the tea. That might have some tea for us. So they said that they were going to call in to give us a little tea on one of the house guests. So.
Ooh.
We love the tea. So if you guys want to call in to talk to Ronnie, to talk to me, to talk to Cherry, to maybe give your opinions on what we're talking about, call 347-237-5506. Make sure you press 1. I know a lot of you out there are maybe at the gym, at work, driving home from work, whatever, because a lot of you guys are on the go. So if you are, just don't press 1. Just stay on the phone and listen so that Cherry knows. We will be finishing the show at 8 o'clock, so try to get your call in. You know, probably the last call we'll take is about 7:55. So make sure you guys get your calls in, and we'll make sure people stick to the rules, because you guys are a bunch of rule breakers out there. Bunch of rule breakers. You're crazy. You're crazy out there. Even though we have the button, though. We have the button, Cherry. Okay, go ahead.
I believe that your special guest just appeared on our switchboard.
Yay. Well, this is just perfect timing because we were just talking about him. How weird.
I can't wait to find. You know what I want to know for the first question?
You're excited. I know you are. You're like a little giddy schoolgirl over there.
I don't know how the baby is.
Yeah, I already knew. Listen, I got a little video about maybe like 20, 25 minutes ago. So, yeah. So, you can go ahead and ask a question because he's cute. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So here we go.
Now you got me smiling. See?
See?
I was ready to burn down the town.
You were crying. Now you're smiling. It all took
us
a little bit.
I was about to burn down a bush.
Okay. We have coming on now with us the one and only Mr. Ronnie Talbot. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Better than you're now. Better than you're here. You know, I was about to burn a bush down or something. I was a little bit sad, Ronnie.
Oh, don't be sad. Be glad.
Yeah. Well, you and Cherry make me glad.
Good.
Because I've been kind of sad all day.
Oh.
But that's okay, because you're here. Say hi to everybody, Ronnie, because everyone's saying hi.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Ronnie, how's that baby?
Oh, yes, go.
Oh,
she needs to know everything. We need to put videos up.
Yes, Vincent is amazing. He's walking. He's talking. He's showing so much personality, which just makes my heart soar.
Aww. He's so adorable.
He's getting so big.
I know. I sent Michelle a video. I don't know if she told you. Last night we were trying to get him to go to sleep, and he wouldn't drink his bottle. And we kept saying, drink the bottle. And he kept laughing at us, didn't he, Michelle?
Yeah, it was so cute. Oh, my God. He was like, ha, like, kind of like the evil laugh, like, I ain't drinking your cuckoo juice, people.
Yeah, he walks away, and he crawls away, and starts heading towards somewhere he's not supposed to go, and I go, Bentham, and he will stop and slowly turn back to me and smile like, what, Daddy? I'm not doing anything bad.
Yeah. He is so stinking cute. Oh, Ronnie, he is a blessing. He is just adorable.
He is.
Absolutely
he looks
everything.
Like his mommy, and he acts like his daddy, so we're all screwed.
Well, that's a perfect recipe if you ask me. My mom is always like, did you see Ronnie's baby? Mama Casa is like obsessed. So she's like, he's so cute. I'm like, I know.
We are coming up to Rhode Island this summer. It's happening.
Yay.
So we are stopping
it's happening.
By.
It's happening. We got the door waiting for you to, like, well, it's not going to be, like, open, but you can knock and open it, but we'll be ready. We'll be waiting for you, okay? All right. Well,
all right.
Ronnie.
Yes.
It's about that time again that we're talking Big Brother, but this is a little different. We're doing something different because it's the first Celebrity Big Brother U.S. edition.
I am so
excited. Please tell everybody how excited you are. Please.
I am so excited. I can't even think right. One of the teachers I work with, he's new to the school this year. He turns out he's a huge Big Brother fan, he and his girlfriend. So he and I talk Big Brother a lot, and he is all we do all day is we talk about Celebrity Big Brother. I can't wait. I've wanted a Celebrity Big Brother in the United States since before I was even on the show. I mean, I've always watched the Celebrity Big Brother UK. And I can't believe we're actually getting one. I can't believe it. And we have a great cast. I mean, I'm really happy. I'm happy.
We are all happy. And I just want to first just say that congratulations to Big Brother UK Season 21 winner, Shane J. Courtney, for winning Celebrity Big Brother UK. Unbelievable. Absolutely amazing. Ronnie, okay, so I kind of want to do because, oh my God, you just give so much good input and, like, breaking down and, like, your thoughts on these people. So I'm going to say the name of a celebrity, and I want you to give your thoughts. And also, like, I know that there was a little bit of a 15-minute surprise of the live feeds. So everybody else knows there was 15 minutes that was shown. I'm not sure how much you guys know, but there was a little bit revealed. Not too much, but there was some alliances revealed.
Yes.
So if you want to talk about that, that's fine. We're not spoiling anything, but we do want to let you guys know. If you haven't got your CBS All Access yet, you better go do it.
Yeah.
Go do it.
You better.
Okay. So last week I started with A, and I worked my way down. So I'm going to do it the opposite way, okay? So we're going to start with one of our dear friends, Ronnie. And dear friends is because I say she's a huge Big Brother fan. She was at my finale party. I know she was at your finale party. She's everything that we have wanted in a contestant of Celebrity Big Brother U.S. for the first time. The beautiful, the amazing Shannon Elizabeth. Oh, my God. I'm through the moon with her. Unbelievable.
I love her. I love her, love her, love her. I think she could win. I think she could win.
How do you think she's going to do with, like, all these different personalities in there, knowing who's in the house? I mean, she's a huge Big Brother fan, and she's also, like, a poker player, so she might be bringing in kind of like a, oh, my God, like,
I
just,
love
like,
her.
Think that I'm dumb kind of thing, you know, but I'm not, like Nadia, you know?
And I also have to say, you know, my you said, Michelle, she was at yours, she was at my finale night, and I will never forget, I grew up watching American Pie and her films, and, you know, huge fan of hers before even being on the show, and I'll never forget that finale night when we went to, Geisha House, right? That was Boogie's restaurant? Geisha House. We went to Geisha House. She was upstairs, and the way she came, she said, "Do you mind taking a picture with me?" And I thought, "You're crazy. I should be asking you if you mind taking a picture with me, because she's so nice. She's so amazing. She's such a warm personality, and she's so guys who are listening, seriously, you should be rooting for Shannon Elizabeth 1,000,000,000%." You could not ask for a better representation in Celebrity Big Brother. Seriously, you just can't. She's amazing.
Yeah, because I know people
get
like frustrated.
You know, she's got such awesome, like, she does nonprofits for animals over, you know, the rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she just has the best heart. You know, she's all about the animals and giving back and just, she's got the biggest heart on the planet. And she's so kind. I mean, I've not met her, but you can feel her kindness coming through when you listen to her. I just
she's
watched
so
her videos, her bios and stuff,
she's
and she,
so,
oh, my God.
She's so amazing, amazing. It's everything you want in a Big Brother house cat. It's everything you want in a Big Brother, like, especially like a celebrity house guest, because you know, some of these people, like, they come in the house, they don't even know what kind of show they're getting themselves into. And even if fake it till you make it, pretend like you watched some seasons. With her, like, she is going to be so relatable because she's just so genuine. I'm not saying that anybody else is not genuine. I'm just saying that, like, what you see is what you get with her. But I think with us, when we see her maybe in the diary rooms and stuff, but I think she's going to be playing her game. She's going to play it real good. I mean, doesn't she already have an alliance, you guys? Hello?
Yeah, with Marissa
and
Omarosa.
I'm so torn now, though.
Yeah, she's got an alliance now, you guys. It's Marissa, her, and Omarosa, right?
Omarosa. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's really tough. You know how it is, Michelle. You say a whole lot of stuff in that house, and you got to wait and see what they say in the diary room to maybe get a better clue, but I have no reason to doubt that that's a legitimate alliance. You know, it's smart.
Well, they all said it. They said, we're three strong women, and they're all Big Brother fans, by the way. Marissa, Omarosa, and Shannon, they're all Big Brother fans, and they said, we know what the Big Brother feeders, fans want, and it's always the women going against each other, always picking at each other. We need to get together. We need to form an alliance. To the point where they were like, we don't even know what our name is. We don't even have an alliance name, but they want to figure one out. We don't know if they've figured one out yet. But they were just like, at least we know that us three need to stick together, which if it pans out, would be amazing, right?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
See, I'm going to be so torn. I had my favorite picked out. already. And then I watched the bios, and I fell in love with Shannon Elizabeth. And I already loved Ross Matthews, and he was going to be my pick all season. I just was done. I was like, okay, I'm done. I don't need any.
I like Ross
Matthews is it. I love Ross. You don't like him?
Yeah.
No, I like him.
Oh, I love him.
Thing.
I just.
Ross
I
is
love
a very
Ross.
Special place in my heart because if I don't know if anyone remembers, but Ross actually did preseason and post-eviction interviews my season.
Yes.
And
that's
I think
when
we
he
were
started,
the only
I think, with your season.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
we were
I
the
think
only
he, yeah.
season he did that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I knew who he was because I watched Celebrity Fit Club and, you know, because of him
Me
and Kimberly Locke.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I walked in and saw him, I was like, oh, my God, Ross Matthews. And he couldn't believe I knew who he was. And I'm like, yeah, of course I know who you are. Come on, you know. But he will always have a special place in my heart because after I was evicted and he was the first interview my season that you did. After you were evicted, Ross was the very first interview. Well, actually, the first interview, of course, was Julie Chen. You went and you did your Julie interview, and then you went to Ross Matthews, which was right across from stage 18. And he was my first clue that something was not right. Because you have to understand, I don't know if you, Casey and I are cool. I love Casey now. But when we were in the house, you know, Casey and I did not get along. And I didn't know while I was in the house, Casey was making unflattering comments about my wife. Like I said, all cool now, totally water under the bridge. But Ross actually let my wife write a response letter to that and read it on the show. And he was so super supportive of my wife. And y'all know how much I love my wife. And I'll never forget that.
Absolutely.
That he was so kind to her. And that just means the world to me. So I am a Matthews fan. I am.
Thank you for sharing that, Ronnie. I can't imagine how much that meant to you while you're locked in the house.
I mean, I didn't even know that, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. Did he tell you what happened, or he just kind of was like, well, you know, kind of beating around the bush a little bit, you know?
No, he read the letter, and we did the interview, and then afterwards, he told me exactly what happened.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, Ross was actually the one that we were going to be talking about next. If you guys don't know who he is, please, you have to go, like, either watch Ross the Intern. That's when he was interning for Jay Leno. I also was a fan of Celebrity Fit Club. That was on VH1. He was a weekly panelist on Chelsea Lately. I mean, he's just so funny, so lovable.
Yes.
His laugh is so infectious. I think he's going to do so good, Ronnie and Cherry. I think he is going to be... definitely one to watch. He is also, I think I said this last week, he said that he's going to, one of his questions was, how are you going to play Big Brother, or how do you prepare yourself for Big Brother? You know, what in your life has prepared yourself? He goes, being a feedster. So he's a Big Brother fan. So he's been watching Big Brother for a very, very long time.
The only thing that could hurt him, I think the only thing that could hurt him, and we have no way of knowing until, see, this is what is so different from a regular Big Brother. On a regular season of Big Brother, they're strangers, they don't know each other, and whatnot. Well, this is different. I promise you, these celebrities, at least some of them, have met each other before. I mean, Ross and Omarosa have not met? You know what I mean? And even if they haven't met face-to-face, they know who each other are, and they know each other's things. So here's the big thing I've been talking about with my wife and my coworkers and everything. How are personal politics and opinions going to come into play this season? For instance, if Ross does not care for Trump, which I can't see how he would, No. How's that going to come into play, knowing Omarosa worked in the White House until she was fired recently? You see, that's...
And Brandy doesn't like him either.
How much is that going to come in? Right. I mean, how much is
Brandy made it clear in one of her interviews that she can't stand him either.
Yeah, they didn't get along beforehand. So, because they were on Celebrity Apprentice, weren't they?
Yeah. I think politics, once you put politics in it, no matter what, it gets dicey. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think for anything, it definitely will fire up conversations, it will fire up attitudes, it will fire up opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? We got 3 weeks. We need the fire. We need boom, 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 boom,
oh, yeah.
boom. So,
and also, think about this. Michelle, when you and I are in the house, a half a million's on the line, we're going to be willing to swallow our, you know, on our lips a little bit, you know what I mean? To say, well, I don't want to ruin my chances at half a million right now, so I'm going to let this slide. But these celebrities, they don't necessarily need the money, so why they're not going to button their lips. They're just going to be like, well, screw this. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, they are competing for $250,000, okay? Sometimes when they
for a
would
charity.
Do these types of... No. I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
I don't think it's for charity.
I think
they're
the jury.
They're competing
no.
for $250 for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, when
well,
they were to do stuff like
this,
it would be for a charity.
They get the money.
They get the money. They get the dinero. So
yeah, none
okay.
of this is not like Celebrity Big Brother UK where it goes to charity. They get the money.
They and then you guys also got to understand, right? So. They, if they win, money goes to charity. But they're getting paid to be on the show.
And I heard
don't
it's
get
a
that wrong.
Really large sum. I heard it's a large sum.
Yeah. I mean,
well, I don't think you're going to get Omarosa to go from the White House to the Big Brother house for chump change.
No.
Well, I've heard it's like $250,000 each they're getting. I don't know if that's true, but I've read it. Online from several
yeah,
credible sources.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
Damn,
I'm
walking
well,
the
well,
house, be gone. One. Say, vote me
well,
out and go home.
Right, I love Sam.
Yeah, but you know what? There's probably, like, these contracts are, like, you have to participate. You can't. You have to go to the finale. You got to do. You know what I mean? Like they can't just be like,
mm-hmm.
okay, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm gonna go home and get the money. Oh no, no. Oh no. You better believe that these were fine tuned, and the participation levels were definitely talked about. Where maybe even like subjects had to be brought up.
They better
mm-hmm.
be, because you know Omarosa has a team of attorneys that she'll be bringing if she decides she doesn't want to do shit.
Well, I'm sure she probably, in her contract, it probably states that she's got to talk some sort of politics, and she has to.
Oh.
I mean,
I
want to
hear the tea
so.
She's going to spill. I
yeah.
want to hear her spill tea on the live feed about Trump. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
From what I heard, doesn't she want to write a tell-all book? I mean, this is like the stuff
that
might
go through all that trouble. She can just spill it right there on CBS.
She'll spill a little
what's
bit. She's going to spill all of it. She ain't going to spill all. She's going to give you a little bit and then make you want more. That's what she's going to do.
Yeah.
But she's got a lot. This is the thing. She got a whole lot. It fills a book up. Right? So...
But,
she got to
so,
give us a little, 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 little
dangerous
bit.
Dangerous player so far? Like, based off of, obviously, so far. But, I mean, off of just the interviews, who do you think is the most dangerous player in there?
Well, you know, I got a couple people that I think could be dangerous.
We've got a couple of
because,
I think there's one.
All right. Let's just really just finish up with Omarosa. I think Omarosa would be one dangerous player, Shane Elizabeth, dangerous. I think Ross could be dangerous. I think Brandy Glanville could be dangerous. Let's just finish up with Omarosa. She's one to
watch.
I think
Omarosa.
Yeah, she's probably the single most dangerous.
Yeah, because she'll cut anyone. She's so cutthroat. She's
no doubt.
Manipulative. Like, she's like a big brother wet dream. She's, you know what I mean? She's smart.
Yeah.
She could do well in competitions even. You know what I mean? Like endurance comps and stuff.
I think that's what I want to see.
Oh, I don't know. She's not
going to
want to break a nail.
Excited about the comps? No. Don't get it twisted. I think that these, like, she did Fear Factor, and she was fourth place. Do you know what Fear Factor involves? They did Celebrity Fear Factor. That's like eating tarantulas, hanging off the side of buildings, you know, being dragged by a car. She did Fear. Like, I think that this is going to be the key to seeing what these celebrities and really get their teeth in what they want to do in this house is by these competitions. Don't you guys think so? Like hanging off stuff for 4 hours.
Yeah, but say hi.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Hi. I don't know. Aren't you guys excited to see what type of competitions they are going to be doing? I mean, I'm interested to see the levels that they're going to bring these competitions to.
They did severely alter the backyard. Did you see that?
Yeah.
They closed off almost the entire backyard.
Yeah, I think that was for, like, safety purposes. Like, they put up, like, a makeshift, like, ceiling. It's still like outdoorsy, but it's like probably so drones don't get in, and you know.
Well, they put a hot tub, like a traditional hot tub, up there on, because you know when you first walk out where the washer and dryer were to the right hand side there.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that whole area there, that first part when you walk out, that's all there is to the backyard.
Well,
like,
well, this is what I heard, actually, from a source, Ronnie, is that, you know, when they lock down the backyard so you can't go outside?
Right.
You know,
so they can
when
build comps or whatever.
Yeah. So what I heard is there's, like, the when you walk out, you have the laundry to your right, and then you would have, like, the entire backyard. Well, I heard, like, it's blocked off. So if the backyard was locked down, they can still go to the laundry without having to see anything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they're, like, locked down, and then there's, like, a little area for them to be able to get to their laundry area, and then there's the actual door to get into the house. So even though they're locked down, they still can do their laundry or get to their laundry. That's
right.
One of my sources.
Well, they're going to have to do something because they're going to have, like, 3 evictions a week.
Yeah, so they probably, that's probably what it is like that backyard is just going
to
be constantly redone. They do a comp,
yeah,
they break it down, they build it up. They break it down, they build it up.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're just, that's the backyard. Somebody, Kim said, so the pics, it's just a sitting area with a jacuzzi and a laundry area. So that's probably what it is. They have that area there, and then they're going to be doing the building in the rest of the area. So they're not even going to be able to have a hammock, the pool, the workout. They'll probably have like their own, like, you know, gym
that
or something
area,
like that.
Like you said, Michelle, is probably going to be continuously being flipped. With the comps are just going to be continuously being reset, you know, rebuilt.
It'd have to. In order to do an HOH, and then a have or have not, and then
POV,
a veto, and then whatever.
I mean, it's just going to be fast. Yep.
You have to have 3 times
exciting.
A week, man. 3.
Yeah. 3, yeah. So, like,
crack me up today. I was watching some of the bios when Micah was interviewing, and she was interviewing Meta World Peace, and she asked him if he knew what POV was and or Vito was, and he goes, "I got a friend named Big Vito."
Oh boy, yeah, he's one that I think that doesn't know what he's getting himself into.
He doesn't. He has no clue. Him and Brandy Glanville was saying, POV, you mean, what she said? Wait a minute, I got it written down. I wrote it down, what she called it. Point of view. You mean point of view?
That's funny.
She goes, I always have a point of view.
Don't let her fool you. She did the celebrity UK one, but it's a little bit different.
It's different over there, though.
She did her homework. I'm sure she did her homework. There's no POV in the UK, but she did her homework, for sure.
And when she asked about back doors, that's when I could about lost it.
Oh, God. What did she say? Because I could only imagine.
We talked about it last week. Don't you remember, Michelle? Brandy said, I've only done that with my husband and one other boyfriend
right.
a long time ago. I don't want to do back doors. And I get about lost it. She was like, cut.
There was something new. I was like, oh, shoot. Now what did she say? Because she's a trick. Brandy's a trick.
So funny. Oh, my God. I laughed so hard just watching it. I had to go and see it, though. I mean, even though Kim told us about it, I had to go and watch it for myself.
Oh my gosh, hysterical.
Some of those interviews were great that Ica did. Oh, my gosh. Ica does
mm-hmm.
the best.
I didn't see the Ica ones. Yeah, I got to go see the Ica ones. I got to do the Ica ones. I got to.
The Ica interviews are the best.
All right, Yeah, I was going
to
say, let's do some calls because we get lost in, like, just talking forever.
We're
going to
make these quick calls because we're going to go off at 8. So we've got Kansas first. She was on first. Hi, Kansas.
Hello, mates. Just have
Good
to
day,
say,
mate.
Michelle.
Hi, Kansas.
Hello, Ronnie, but Shortney won.
Yay!
Yay! I thought of you the whole time, Michelle, yoo-hooing back in your home.
I love it, yeah. I actually watched it. Like, I knew Shortney won, but I actually watched it today when I got home because I didn't want to watch TV at all right now because, you know, I keep getting rudely interrupted by, you know, other people celebrating some shit. So I'm like, I'm going to watch the finale finally. So I was able to watch it, and I loved it, yes.
Oh, you didn't see it yet.
No, I did. I saw it. I knew who won, but I actually saw it right before.
Okay.
Yep.
Because if that Ann would have won, oh, my gosh, when it went
Her
down to the two of them.
Horrible.
Oh, man.
Her interview was horrible. Ugh.
That would have been horrifying. That would have been pure bullets.
Okay. Well, what do you got to say about...
Wow.
Celebrity Big Brother. And you got Ronnie on. Ronnie.
Oh,
Ronnie,
this is so exciting. I'm bummed out that CBS All Access didn't show the 15 minutes of the live feed.
It's on YouTube.
I would have loved to have seen that.
They did.
Where? I went to CBS All. Is it still there? Because I've been going to CBS All Access and I can't find
it. Again. Oh, go to YouTube, like Cherry said. YouTube has
it's
it.
It's on
like,
YouTube?
The,
oh, thank goodness. Good. Cool.
Yeah.
I got to see that. That sounds so awesome. But Omarosa, Ronnie, because we could talk a little about Omarosa, because we were talking about this a little bit last week, and where everybody can, and I'm one of those too, just like Cherry and so many, I can't stand her either. I never liked her. But I think this is going to be the exciting thing, seeing her this season, because she does love to spill the tea, and she's very shady, and she's a troublemaker, and I see her mouthing off. She was pissed when they, because she says that she quit, but they're saying they fired her from the White House.
Yeah, they.
So I don't see any love for Trump with this woman at all now, and I'm expecting to hear some serious dirt coming out of this lady's mouth.
I know.
Yes.
So this could be good. shit.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes, sign us up. I mean, this is what we want. I know a lot of people don't like her,
right.
You know, but at the end of the day, like, if you're a Big Brother fan, we can't like and, you know, like everybody, and there's got to be somebody that's going to stir the pot, and you've got to admit, she's the spoon in the pot, and she's stirring, okay?
Yes. And
yeah.
She's a troublemaker, and
mm-hmm.
she's pit. This is a woman scorned. And I see her drinking one night and seriously laying out the crap because she's been on a few talk shows and said, my time's going to come when I'm going to tell my side of the story. Well, she's got a big audience here, doesn't she, you guys?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I can't believe they scored her. I mean, it's amazing that they got her to do Big Brother.
Don't
yeah.
you think that's one of the reasons, one of the big reasons why they'd want her?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Or vice
and don't you
versa.
Think that might be also her way of paying tribe? Because I said last week, I said, I bet he's crapping in his pants right now that she's going to be on this show. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm sure, I'm sure Donald Trump will
her.
Tweet something about it, and I'm sure that'll go well for Big Brother. They'll get some huge attention.
Yes. Big ratings. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
But,
I can't wait.
Guys,
I'm so excited.
I think this is what CBS wants. I think CBS,
yeah.
It doesn't even matter because we already know it's not going to be positive. We know that.
Right.
So whatever Trump tweets is just the point of him tweeting Big Brother to the world. And people are going to be like, if they don't know what it is already, they're going to tune in, whether they're in America or outside of America, and they're going to watch,
totally.
And they're going to want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just brilliant, brilliant of CBS to have able to got Omarosa to agree to be on this show. I
absolutely.
Mean, and like I said, she's a Big Brother fan. Like, she's not an idiot. Like, she knows
right.
what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. She loves Big Brother. She loves Big Brother. So she's a feedster. She's not just a, oh, she's watching on TV. She's a feedster. That's the good thing, too. So
we've got two other
calls now.
She
wants to keep her celebrity status. So she's going to be wanting the cameras on her. And the way to keep those cameras on her is going to be spilling the dirt.
Well,
yep.
Spill it away. We got a broom to sweep it up into our little cups and sip on it all day and all day long. Miss Kansas, thank you so much, my love.
Thank you so much. Oh, I can't wait, you guys. Good talking to you, Ronnie.
Great talking to you, Kansas.
We'll be able to discuss actually what we've seen in three shows, guys. Three shows we're going to get before next week.
Wow.
So I'll be expecting a lot from you, Kansas, next week. You better have your notes.
You got it, baby doll. I'll be there.
All right. Love you.
Love you, guys.
Love you. Bye.
Next we have Abdias. He's been waiting for so long. Calling.
Oh, yay.
Yay. I love him. Hi, Abdias. Thank
him.
You for waiting so long, hon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me. What's going on, Ronnie? What's up, Michelle?
What's up, Adias?
All right. I'm going to make it quick just because I know you guys have to end the show at 8 o'clock. But I just wanted to know, like, what three people, like, what do you guys think are the first three people that are going to get out or evicted or kind of trampled on just because they don't know the game or they're going to be, like, bad out of competitions?
Ronnie, take it.
Miss Columbia.
Miss
yes.
Columbia.
Boom. Boom.
That dude from,
Yeah, no, I think that, he's right on the money with that one. Yep.
I think the dude from Nickelodeon.
Okay.
James Maslow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know people are, you know, hoping not, but I think Chuck Liddell. I do. I think he doesn't know the game. I think he's going in there thinking it's something else, and I think he'll just get caught.
and he'll just get caught in the middle of something.
Okay. Very
Ooh,
good. That's kind of like similar to what I thought.
Too.
Yeah, and you know who I would add to the list? The girl that was on the Hairspray. I don't know. I don't
oh,
think
Marissa?
She's going to do too good. Yeah.
She's a super fan. She's a super fan.
Yeah. Oh, she is? Okay. I haven't seen
yeah,
any of
the
interviews yet. I've just
she's
seen
in an
pictures.
Alliance with Omarosa and Shannon Elizabeth.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah.
Okay. I have more to say, but we'll save that for next time. Thanks for having me.
Well, you can go ahead. You got one more thing to say. Go ahead, Diaz, because you've been waiting, honey. Go ahead.
No. It's all good.
Go ahead.
Everything.
Diaz, go ahead.
Hurry up. Let me see. The next question was pretty much like who would have the best shot in that case. You guys said Omarosa, Shannon Elizabeth, and which other one?
Well, Marissa, they're in an alliance.
Okay.
So during the 15-minute surprise feeds that they showed us, nobody knew it was coming. CBS just decided to turn on their feed camera and leaked it, and we saw Marissa, Shannon Elizabeth, and Omarosa. Pinky swear or pinky
in the bathroom,
you know. Yep, pinky alliance. So
okay,
they don't have a name yet, but we just know that there is at least one alliance because that was all that was shown in that 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. So I'm excited to see what's gonna go down. I'll be watching.
Yeah.
I'll be calling.
Awesome, Diaz. Thanks so much for calling in, babe.
All right.
Thank
have a good
you,
night.
Diaz.
Thanks,
love.
And we've got still two more calls coming up. We have our next caller is Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Terry. Hi, Michelle and Ronnie.
Hi, Kim.
First, Michelle, I'm in mourning to Patriots.
Oh.
They did great,
oh.
though.
Thank
I know.
You.
I had the question about the alliance with Marissa, Shannon, and Omarosa, but I also did hear that they had mentioned all the girls. So do you think all the girls are in the alliance or just those three? Because I thought I heard all the girls, and then Marissa made a statement about if they go back on it or back out of it, then she'll kill them, but she was hoping they would all stick to it.
I don't know. Well, if they say all the girls,
interesting.
Maybe they mean all of them. But
well, do all of them know that they're in this alliance? I mean, did maybe they talk about it? We just didn't see it. They had a conversation,
right.
Ronnie, possibly.
Maybe
that's
an agreement.
And this was like the aftermath of it.
Right.
I don't know.
And do you think it would actually work this time? You know how girls are all together.
I think with these girls, it could.
It could, yeah.
Maybe.
I think it could.
I think maybe, like, Arianda?
Ariadna,
how do you say her first name?
Gutierrez.
Ariana,
something like that.
She might not know what the heck an alliance is and how it's supposed to work.
True.
So she might go, hey, so to one of the guys, so all us girls got together and we decided we would all like be cool together. I don't know. Brandy.
Yeah.
Maybe, because I think, you know, like I said, she was on Celebrity Big Brother UK, but whether you were in an alliance or not, that didn't matter. Because it wasn't like that type of
yeah, you weren't allowed to talk
format.
Strategy over there. That was a
no.
Yeah, you were.
Fans
yeah.
voted over there. It didn't matter whether you got
yeah,
along
voted,
in the house.
Yeah, they voted, but
over
the
there.
House put the house voted for who would be up for eviction. But you weren't
right.
allowed to discuss who you were going to vote for.
Yeah, so there was really no point of an alliance. Like you just had friendship,
right?
You know,
right.
Keisha. I want to say, I don't think that she's a huge Big Brother fan, though she does have a lot of reality background.
But I think she's going to be bad. I just don't think she's going to be good at the game. I don't.
I mean, did I? Let me just go over the list of things she's done, okay? She's done the drama Tyler Perry, House of Pain. Celebrity version of Fear Factor. Celebrity version of Weakest Link, which she won. Celebrity Mole 2, Yucatan. Celebrity Apprentice, Season 7, which she was first evicted. So she's done a lot of these types of reality shows, which doesn't mean anything.
One.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
So her odds are against her.
You know, if she... I think it with Big Brother is, like, the only one that, I mean, even if you do your homework, like, you would have to be a fan to even kind of get what you're watching. How do you know what to watch? If you were to watch Big Brother last season, I mean, is that really the format of what originally a Big Brother game is played, you guys? I don't think so, because Chuck Liddell, that's what he seems to have watched. So, can't really go by that. So, I'm curious, Kim, to see how all these ladies, because as we all seen many, many, many times, you know, power of the woman, power of the man, power of the, you know.
Yeah, and then 2 days later, they're out of it.
I mean,
crazy.
I did see Brandy ask for her medication already. You know, she said,
she did.
I need my meds. Yes. So, she's kind of got that down pat. She might just do pretty good if she's medicated.
Oh God!
Now, if somebody hides her medication, now
I'd need
talking.
Medication if I was in there.
Michelle, you know what I'm going to say
here?
You talk about medication. I am Jesus burning on the cross. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. So let's hope that, hey, California, they can actually smoke pot legally now, so I'm wondering if they'll be able to let them smoke some weedage. Anybody?
That's a good one. That'd
you know,
be funny,
some edibles.
People sitting around choking a little bit.
I mean, it's legal.
You know, in the morning with their coffee. It's, hey, yeah, that would be interesting.
It's legal. I mean, I don't know.
Why
let's
not?
See what happens. I mean, these are celebrities, so they probably demanded a lot of stuff. I need edibles. I need marijuana butter.
I want to see the celebrities on food restriction, and I want to see them get pissed off.
Oh,
yeah,
I want to
see them
there
on
is going to be slop. You guys, I heard there is going to be slop because there was some people putting out there, oh, no, they would never put them on slop. Why not? They're playing Big Brother.
Yep.
Give them slop.
They
lots
need
of
to.
Meds. Even
we're
that's get... not going to help. Your meds ain't going to help. Okay. Thank you, Kim.
Okay.
Love
thanks.
You,
thanks,
Kim,
so much, hon. You take care, babe. I'll talk to you soon.
You
kisses,
too.
Kimmy.
Bye.
I'm sorry for your loss, Kimmy.
I know.
Okay. We've got one more call.
Okay.
We've got Jay from New York. Hi, Jay.
Jay from New York.
Hey, what's up?
New York.
Hey. What's up, Michelle? How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, Ronnie. Jay? How's it? Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, pretty good.
Yeah, sorry the Pats lost, but I won $1,000 yesterday on my box, so I was happy as hell.
Well, listen, if my box... And I didn't even have any squares. Won $1,000, I'd be happy too. Take
so,
that all in.
I'm so happy Brady didn't get that last touchdown. Yo, Ronnie, you know, like it's funny because I think you kind of caught this bad rep during your season too, because you know the beloved Jeff Jordan, you were on the opposite side too. But I want to give you a couple compliments too. Like,
all right.
I remember like the
you're a baller now, so just make it rain with these compliments. Go ahead, baller.
I swear when the coup d'etat, which was one of the worst things that productions ever done, in my opinion. As much as I love Jeff too, I voted for you. Because I knew that you, I knew you would play it the right way. And when the whole house was against you, like, I remember there was a Joker's forum. You guys know Joker is the site, right? The Big Brother site?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There was a Joker's forum where there was a good percentage of people that thought that you won because even with the whole house against you, you were walking around smiling and stuff. Like, you handled yourself so good in the house, and I got to give hats off to that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And I voted for you, and there was a few people that voted for you that thought that you flipped the game one way, and we kind of knew what production was doing there. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to tell you that, yo, and I do appreciate that you're, like, a huge Big Brother fan, too. And there was also this other clip where the house kind of ganged up on you, and it was it's funny because I was thinking about this clip, and then I was like, you said, oh, give me one second.
Hello?
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 But guys, I think he was so excited
Hello?
He might have hung up. Jay!
Hi, I'm here. I'm sorry, my phone dropped for a second. Can you guys hear me?
Well, you better use them $1,000 to buy yourself a new ass phone. Anyway,
I know. I will. There was a clip where you know, you said that you wouldn't mind meeting Hitler just to get in his mind, which is actually and the whole house just ganged up on you like, oh, you love Hitler.
That's
not the point.
That's not
making.
What I said, but I know what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean.
What I said was that if you look in any communication studies textbooks, they would say Hitler was a very persuasive speaker.
Right. And then the whole house was, I don't know, they're like, oh, so you like Hitler? And they like flip on you. And I'm like, that's not the point
which,
you're making, you know? I'm like,
right,
but,
which Kevin feels so bad about now. Oh my God, I can't tell you the number of times Kevin's apologized to me about that. Because I know that's not what you meant.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny.
But isn't that what they do in the Big Brother house? Is they take something
it
that
is.
You say, which is not what you said, and they kind of run with it because it's taking attention
yeah.
from themselves or from
yeah.
their alliance or whatever's going on and puts it on you. And at the end of the day, people don't hear anything from between what Roddy said to Hitler, and that's all they heard. You know what I mean?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And that's how the Big Brother house is so, like, delusional because you actually believe
yeah.
sometimes things that you hear with your own ears and you know it wasn't said like that, but then you're like, wait a minute. Is that what they said? Right, Ronnie? That must
yeah,
have been kind
all
of like
twisted up.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, that was kind of different. I remember when Kevin did that, I thought, why is he doing this? I stood by him in this game, and he's going to do this? What the hell?
I'm a fan of a very big player. Maybe two of them, I would say, and I don't know if you're friends with them, but I would say I don't like. It would be Raven from last season. And I forgot the girl that James went out with a couple seasons ago. Because I just... No, and Danielle from Big Brother 13. I just feel like they were so like... It it was beyond the game, like their lies and stuff. You know what I mean?
You know, Jason, I got to give you something because, you know, you come on the show, you talk to the guests, myself, whatever, and you always are like, I went back and I watched this. Like, you come with receipts, you come with facts. And the fact that you just said that right now, because so many people come on the show and me and myself, Ronnie, hear it all the time, you know. They liked our game. They didn't like our game. They didn't like us. They didn't like this,
mm-hmm.
you know. And you just sat here and said, there's not, like, I only dislike a couple people, and that's, you know, that's your choice. But that means, like, 98% of Big Brother you like, and I think it's more of the
point of respect, because, like, to make it on Big Brother, I think right then in itself is just an amazing feat.
Of course,
and,
of course it is.
You know, and everybody's game is different in how they play. We've seen bad guys,
Michelle,
sweet girls, we've seen competitors, we've seen all that kind of stuff, win the game, lose the game. And at the end of the day, if you're a Big Brother fan and you love it, I appreciate that. So thank you so much, Jason, Jay,
yes,
for that, those comments. Right, Ronnie? It's nice to hear something like that,
isn't
it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Stay on with
agree.
Us for a moment, Jay. We have breaking news that just came out. I'm going to do this real quick.
Hold on. Breaking news music we got there.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Live feeds are going to go on air tonight at 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time,
25 minutes,
5:30 West Coast Time.
Whoa,
yes, sir.
So are we? So it's definitely 5:30. West Coast time, so that's 8:30 East Coast time, correct?
Well, then
correct.
I'm going to get that ready to watch.
So
you guys, that's 24 minutes from right now. They're
breaking
giving us warning.
News.
They're giving us warning. So there must be something going on. Maybe they're going to be there's going to be hair pulling and I don't know, people's medications thrown all over the place. Yeah. Is Jay still on?
Oh, my goodness.
Jay from NY still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for taking my call. And I'll be calling
Jason,
in next week.
Next week, right?
Yes.
Next week we'll have 3 episodes in our pocket. So I want you to come back.
There
and
you
I want to know what your thoughts are on these celebrity Big Brother house guests. But thank you so much for calling in.
Of course, I'm so excited. Yo, Ronnie, production screwed you over. It happens to some of the best of them.
It happens.
you know, just take it on the chin.
take
care, guys. Always a pleasure talking to the Big Brother house guests.
Thank you. Hey, congrats, Jay, on winning that money. I think you'll do some good with it.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Jay.
Take care, Jay. Thanks for coming in, babe.
God, we have the best freaking callers. I mean, they're going to be all freaking riled up. I love it. Oh, my God. I'm excited that you guys, this has got to be something. Like, the fact that the feeds are going to go on. And it's for a limited time. We don't know how long. But there must be something going on, you guys. And...
Yep. Once will be the HOH pump.
Yeah. Yep, this is big. So, Ronnie. everybody out there listening, you guys, there's an important thing that you need to know. When you are DVRing it, because I know there's a lot of shows, you guys have to actually go in and put Celebrity Big Brother. It will not pick up if you just have the regular Big Brother taped already. It's not going to tape it.
Yeah.
So make
sure
you go in there
and
do that.
Edition.
Yep. So, Ronnie, we all know that there's Wednesday show, there's Thursday show, and there's Friday show. It's going to be 1, 2, 3, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, with 2 hours on Friday, Ronnie. So this is like overload. Overload, right? So we're going to have Saturday off. Then we're coming back on Sunday, okay? And then we're going to be back here on Monday to talk about it. Ronnie, please keep putting up amazing videos, pictures of the family. We love it.
I will.
And you can come back whenever you want. We love you. We've missed you here.
Oh, I miss you guys. I love you guys.
We love you to pieces. And we love just hearing your thoughts and ideas. And I'd love for you to come back on. And, like, it's got to be, like,
a week or 2 weeks or whatever. I'm thinking about doing like a panel, like having a few of us come on, because I mean it's going to be 3 weeks before we know it. It's going to be done.
Right.
So maybe like in like a week or like, well, I mean a week would be today. I mean a week from today, like maybe 2 weeks or something. Like 2 weeks in, halfway through the season. So weird. So we're going to get you halfway through the season, 2 weeks from now, Ronnie.
Yeah.
If you can pencil that in and we can dissect what's happened, because it's just going to be a lot of information for us to talk about.
Yep. It'll be fun.
Yes, it will be. Before you go, can you just let everybody know who your number one pick is as of right now, before you actually physically see them working the comps, working the house, working the meds, working the weed, whatever the
Shannon
heck you're going to be working?
Shannon Elizabeth.
All right, this is exciting. I'm rooting for her too. It's so hard to pick
it
one
is.
But that's a really good one, Ronnie. Thank you so much, Miss Cherry Pie. I know you want to say goodbye to your Wani, because you love your Wani.
I do love you so much, Ronnie, and please give little Bentham a great big hug and kiss for me, and
I will
give Michelle a hug for me too, and
I will.
I just love and adore you guys, and thank you so much for being on here tonight. You're
fun.
One of those
Thanks
people that's
me.
Always
going to
be very special in my heart. So I greatly,
well, we
greatly appreciate
you. I love coming on and keeping up with you guys. So anytime you have me, I'd love
thank
to.
You.
I love you.
Thank
honey.
You so much.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Bye. Have a good night.
Bye, Ronnie.
Hey,
take
8:30. All right, you guys. This is so exciting. I did have somebody that was going to call and spill the tea, but we'll obviously be able to have the tea spilt. Make sure you guys go get yourselves ready, because at 8:30 the feeds will go up. Like I said, next week, so we're going to give you guys this week, Wednesday, it's going to be from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Thursday, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Friday, 8 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. Sunday, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And then we'll be back here on Monday. Is there going to be a show on Monday, Sherry? Oh, I'm not sure. We'll have to...
Why wouldn't
we'll
there
find
be?
Out. No. I'm talking about airing of Big Brother Celebrity on Monday.
I don't
know. No, we're
going to
be on.
I thought you meant us.
No. No, I was just thinking, as I'm going down the dates, I'm going, wait a minute. Is it going to be on Monday? I think so. I think it's going to be Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's like boom, 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 like 3 to 4 a week. So I'm just trying to figure this all out so that we can be prepared. But at this point, you guys, just be ready for whatever. Be ready for us. Be ready for us. Okay?
We will be here regardless.
Get yourselves together. We will be here no matter what. But just be prepared at any moment, any time. Something's about to happen. Okay? Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. Like I said, Big Brother Celebrity Edition, make sure you go to your DVR and get that situated, because I just did it right now. I just said, let me do it right now, because I just called off like 30 shows and I just like lost my freaking head.
Yeah, I need to act like you're going to the rodeo. Put your cowboy boots on, strap into your saddle.
Very strapping things on, you guys.
Strap into your saddle and get ready for the ride, because it's going to be bumpy road. And it's going to be fast and crazy, and who knows what the hell is going to happen with all these celebrities in that house. I predict there's going to be some hair flinging, and who knows what's going to happen in that house. But
yeah,
it's going to be wild.
Right.
So
it's going to be a doozy.
Your saddle and get ready.
All right, you guys, go take a 10-minute nap. Thank you, Ronnie, so much for calling in, and for all our callers. That's it. That's all you got. 10 minutes now for the rest of your 3 weeks. Ronnie, of course, thank you for calling in. All the callers, thank you for calling in. And it's time to close out the show because it's time to watch some live feeds. Cherry Pie?
Well, we better prepare to do that then. We're going to close out the show, as we always do, with Ron, whom we love and adore and miss dearly. And can't wait to have you back here on Thursday night. We'll be talking about Celebrity Big Brother on Thursday night as well. Then back here again on Monday for Manic Monday with Michelle and Manic Mondays. So join us. Both shows are at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Here is Ron to take us out for the night. God bless everybody. Be kind to each other out there.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It's always a great one. And I want to welcome my new co-host, Kim Solari, who's going to help me on Thursdays. We'll be talking about Celebrity Big Brother this Thursday. Can't wait to do that this Thursday with Kim. Thank you so much, and I look forward to it. Welcome aboard the Rad Reality Show family. To have you aboard. So make sure you join us this Thursday for Cherry and Kim.
Woo!
That's going to be our first show. Yeah, I know. I am so glad to have her with me. And it's going to be so much fun to have us two girls talking about reality TV and just having a fun, you know, just a good fun show. So can't wait to get started with that. So I wanted to welcome her aboard. Yes. So make sure you're there for that. Come and join us for her first show. She helped me a week or so ago, but we hadn't really discussed all that yet. So this is her official first show this Thursday. So come and join us.
Cool.
So that's it for tonight's show. Thank you all so much. Can't wait to go and get ready for live feed. So we're out of here. And we'll have lots to talk about next week, so make sure you're there for it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle. Say goodnight.
Thank you. Love everybody. Have a good night. Don't burn down your city.
There you go. Good night, all. That's a way to wrap up a show. Don't burn down your city. Good night, all. That's a wrap.